Blues Society, Western New York, does a lot with blues education, as most folks would know. But this one's a little different. This involves a real high-tech distance learning project where we are streaming video and audio in real time to students that are in different parts of New York State, and one over a group of kids that are in London, England as well. It originates out of Cleveland Hill School, and it's coordinated by a teacher over there named Larry King. And it's affiliated with the area BOCES, and it's part of their Distance Learning Celebration Week. They have several programs that they're putting out to schools across New York State, to kind of teasers of ideas that they might want to have their students get involved in, and this is one of them.
So how does it all work?
It really is a writing program for middle schoolers who may be a bit behind their peers in terms of their skills and interests in literacy. It's a little bit more of a motivator and incentive to want them to get to write. So it's blues content that's the caveat into that, but it's also linked to encouraging their writing as well.
So is it writing in a song or a verse type of a discipline or a narrative thing? How does it work?
I've done a lot of programs with writing where I model blues song format, and kids will write a song based on either one of their own experiences, or sometimes we take some of their most beloved books and turn those into blues songs, as I've actually done with one children's CD years ago. But this one is different. I have recorded last year a CD for a little bit older kids called Doggone Blues, where kids had told me about dogs that they know, and we discussed, do dogs actually get the blues? How do you know? And they would tell me these stories about what they think, you know, dogs do that gives them the blues, or what they can't do. So I put those things into song. But with this group, what we're doing is that the students are taking one of the songs and writing a backstory based on the song. They're trying to take the song and what information's offered in that song to analyze character, setting, and imagine what a storyline might be, so that that's used as a prompt for them to be able to write this narrative.
That's a great idea.
We'll see. It's a fun idea right now.
Yeah.
On Monday, when we put it into action, we'll find out if it's a great idea or not. The plan is that this is going to be a series of four workshops, and the first one is to launch to make sure that they understand the project. We're using one of the songs from the Doggone Blues CD as the model to focus on. And then the second step is for them to go and pick another song off that CD and do what we just did. A teacher is very much involved in the project on site, who will be doing the follow-up on this to begin to draft and create these other narratives. The next time we get together, we'll be running through those narratives and talking about things like what song did you use, they get into their heads a little bit, their thinking process. Why did you write this? So it really focuses on the development of their story, and see what we can do to even get them thinking about how to make that even come alive and even more. The second time, they're still working in a group. The third time, the students will be able to write their very own. And then the last time, we're going to put that together with an online streaming celebration and what we call a dog lover's author's tea, in which they'll be reading from their works.
That's blues artist and educator Taz Crew discussing his involvement in a writing program for middle schoolers that's part of the New York State Distance Learning Consortium. I'm Pat Feldball for WBFO.